Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
I love driving with Uber because I have access to 24/7 live support. As a female driver, I need to feel protected. Uber has my back for sure. Uber, earn like a boss. Sign up to earn today at uber.com/boss.
Today's show is sponsored by Cedric the Entertained, the app that lets you know what movies, books, and television shows the legendary comedian Cedric the Entertainer is enjoying. Use offer code CEDRICISENTERTAINED by friends for an additional 10 black and white movie recommendations from Cedric himself. Cedric the Entertained. Get entertained by what entertains the entertainer. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, where each episode of this show is an episode of Friends. My name's Tom Sharpling, I'm the host, and we will now start the show, and let's go meet my friends and your friends, the Friends. I timed that one perfectly. Wow. How about that? And welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host. Still in Los Angeles, still operating without producers, Pat and Jason, no longer working on the show. Cannot get in touch with them about getting the original bumpers back. That's why the theme is me singing it now. It's not the original full recording. But neither here nor there. We will figure out a new producer, and that will be fine. And this episode is called The One. It's episode 8 of season 4, The One with Chandler in a Box. And this one is, the plot is Joey is still upset at Chandler about Kathy, his girlfriend that Chandler was interested in. And, sorry?
I was just Chandler.
Oh, and this is my...
Can't wait to see what he's...
We have my guest, Ansel Christopherson, who is an actor.
Yeah, you might know my work from Raising Dad, Run of the House, Simon, Smart Guy, Hype, Jamie Foxx Show, mm-hmm. All About the Andersons.
But what matters is the Friends appearance. The Friends appearance. Let me just pick it up here for a second, Ansel. 1 second. So this is one of the Thanksgiving episodes, the Friendsgiving episode. And in this one, Joey...
He gets the turkey on there. He gets the turkey.
Not on this one, though. Joey and Chandler stumble upon a way for Chandler to make up the slight of Chandler kissing Kathy is that Chandler's going to spend most of Thanksgiving Day in a box. And Monica injures her eye but doesn't want to see Richard, her ex again, who is her optometrist. So she arranges to see the on-call doctor, who turns out to be very cute and Richard's son. She invites him to Thanksgiving dinner. The gang decides to do a secret Santa for each other. Ross torments Rachel about always exchanging the gifts people give her until she can't stand it, and she shows Ross all the stuff she saved from their relationship. This episode was written by Michael Borkow and directed by Peter Boners and was aired.
Sorry. Continue.
It aired on November 20th, 1997. Ansel, now you appeared on Friends.
Yeah. I was on the one with the boob job.
Yeah. From season 9.
Yeah.
What was
Monica
it?
Monica and Chandler, they've got money struggles, mm-hmm. and Chandler's he's on this unpaid internship. This is a plot point that comes up in season 9, and they ask Joey for a loan, but they don't want the other to know that they're asking. So it's this, and Chandler sees Joey's giving money to Monica, so Chandler starts freaking out. He's like, "Oh, I love your body the way it is," and he thinks that like. He's trying to talk about getting pregnant instead, and there's a bunch of confusion, and truth comes out, and they both talk to Joey. Mm-hmm. And then Phoebe and Mike, who's Paul Rudd, who I actually got to have a nice sort of chat with
okay.
on set. Yeah.
Sure.
Real nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Real solid person.
Sure.
She's asking Mike Hannigan. I think that was his name. She's always wanted to live with a guy, so she asks him to move in with her. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I don't want to get married again. And then there's a whole commitment issue here.
Mm-hmm. But this is the plot of
Rachel's trying to baby proof the apartment, and he eventually gives up. Ross has to call the handyman. And Joey can't go insane because he can't open the drawers. Mm-hmm. He's got the mind of a baby.
Hey. And that's a great. That's a really, it's a real funny episode. And
are we talking about that one today?
No, we're not. We're back in season four.
Okay.
So let me just say that today's episode is sponsored by Cedric the Entertained. The new app that lets you know exactly which movies, TV shows, and music and... The app that lets you know which movies, television shows, music, and TV shows. Okay, that's a typo. A lot of typos in these ads lately.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Right. Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
I'm so confused by this. To let you know which... Oh, boy, this is bad. The legendary comedian... I'm starting over. Today's episode is sponsored by Cedric the Entertained, the new app that lets you know exactly which movies, television shows, music, and TV shows the legendary comedian Cedric the Entertainer is enjoying. Want to know whether Cedric liked the movie 1917? Curious whether he had a good time listening to the new Travis Tritt album? Then you need Cedric the Entertained. Get over to whichever place you get apps from. That's a weirdly phrased thing. And download it now. Use promo code Cedric is Entertained by Friends for an additional 10 black and white movie recommendations from Cedric himself. Cedric the Entertained. Get entertained by what entertains the entertainer. That sounds like a fun app.
That was great. You don't need to be so nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm not even remotely nervous. The thing is poorly written.
I would get the nerves too. I was on Zoe Duncan, Jack and Jane, and I was doing a scene with David Moscow. Yeah. And, I was just kind of folding shirts in the background. And I kept I didn't know how to fold shirts. You know, I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll fold shirts. Mm-hmm. And they're like, can you not fold it so weird? David Moscow comes over. He puts his hand on my shoulder. He's just like, hey, man, you got this. This is fine.
Well, that's cool.
Don't even make a big meal of it, you know. Great, just kind of straighten the
friends
piles.
First. For the friends first, this is the first Friendsgiving episode where Chandler and Joey aren't getting along. That one's a little thin as friends first, but you really
two of them.
Uh-huh.
The part where he gets the head stuck in the turkey.
Mm-hmm. Not this episode. Let's do the fun fact.
Another fun friends fact.
Joey uses the Tuscan insult Vapanopoli, the Tuscan equivalent of go to hell, which literally translates to go to Naples. However, in the one with Ross and Monica's cousin from season 7, Joey reveals his whole family is from Naples, so it's unlikely he would use a Tuscan insult. That's weird. That's a little bit of a stretch as one. These are not great facts.
You're doing fine. Today. Stop being
it's
so
the line
hard
of
on
the
yourself.
Episode.
What's that?
Stop being so hard on yourself.
Well, I'm okay. Well, I'm not being hard on myself. I'm being hard on the content here.
You know, do you a little warm up before these shows?
I do, yeah.
You could throw the arms up. Ah. You see, it might look stupid. It might feel weird doing it, but you go back, holding. You got so many of these actors are doing these vocal exercises.
That's very loud. Sorry. That's very loud in headphones.
I've been drinking.
Well, I would... Okay. Ansel, I would love to have you on for another episode and would love to actually get to some stories about being on Friends. You mentioned you talked to Paul Rudd.
A story about my time on Brotherly Love, where I felt like one of the Lawrence brothers.
Okay.
So that's a little preview of next week's.
Preview, yeah. Yeah. So then the
lads.
The line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode. Bronk.
So Ross says, "Hey, you know Monica, if things work out between you and Richard's son, you'll be able to tell your kids you slept with their grandfather." And then Monica says, "I don't even care, honestly.
You're doing fine."
No,
and you know, if I got a friend over at Westwood One,
yeah,
he could help you make some, you know, more professional sounding bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing a multi-track with this, I do some music on the side. You can totally remove that track from this final product.
What kind of music do you do?
You know, just a little rock.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, who do you play guitar, or are you?
Yeah. We opened up for Hollywood Vampires.
Oh, that's kind of a cool gig, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just say, this was a good Friendsgiving episode, and it's sad to see Joey and Chandler not get along, but Chandler in the box is a great resolution. The thing with Richard's son is truly bizarre that Monica did not see any problem with. to rate the Friends. Let's rate the Friends.
Rate the Friends.
A tasty lick in there.
Yeah.
Get a real pro voiceover.
Sure.
Guy.
Sure. Yeah. Joey, Ross, Chandler, Rachel, Phoebe, Monica. Everyone, thanks for listening, and thanks to my guest Ansel Christopherson for being on the show. We appreciate it.
The pleasure is all mine.
Yeah, and then the next episode you'll be back. We'd love to get some Friends the skinny on what it's like to be on Friends. But thanks for everybody for listening.
Can I borrow that book?
What's that?
Doing an overnight. I could use something to read during downtime.
This book?
Yeah.
I mean, are you? I don't know. I mean, this is not really a book. It's a notebook.
Whatever.